There's this thing I've been trying to understand about myself, and maybe you'll see yourself in it too. I have big dreams, like big dreams, and I'm sure everyone has big dreams. The kind that keep you up at night, the kind that make you imagine a completely different life for yourself. But at the same time, I struggle to show up consistently for them. Some days I'm on fire, focused, disciplined, inspired. And then other days, I can't even bring myself to start. So I started asking myself, am I lazy or am I just ambitious in a way I don't fully understand yet? Wagwan, wasap. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awina Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast. This is episode 160. Yay! Guys, I know you can tell my voice is different today, but I'm going through it, bro. The cold caught up with me. I'm literally struggling to record this episode. I am recording this after 2 hot cups of lemon tea, which I don't know, it hasn't helped me anywhere. I have a cold and the cold, I think it's affecting my voice. That's why I wasn't even able to record an episode last week. Sorry about that, but yeah, I had to pick up my microphone eventually, voice or no voice. But anyway, welcome to this amazing episode. How are you feeling? How are you doing, man? Today, I'm not doing so well, but I'm doing well, but not so well. Yeah, I don't know if you get it. Yeah, apart from the cold, I'm good. Anyway, so happy what? What am I saying? I wanted to say happy something. I don't know. Well, I was almost saying happy new month, forgetting it's only 27th. So yeah. You know, from the title, I know you are kind of shocked, surprised, lazy, ambitious. How can lazy and ambitious be on the same sentence? I know it sounds like a contradiction, but before you even get into the nitty gritty, I have an announcement. Definitely, if you want to be part of What's Your Unspoken Story, the series I'm doing on this podcast, where I am bringing untold stories to life, man. I'm trying to collect all those stories people haven't told anyone. That's what I'm trying to do. I want this podcast to be like a storytelling platform, a place where when someone wants to just relax and listen to real life inspiring stories, I want this to be the hub of that. So I'll encourage you, if you have a story, actually you can share your story anonymously. I know someone out there is listening to this. I'm like, okay, you want to be in my business? I'm not going to allow you to be in my business because they think that they're kind of scared. I have got a lot of people who are willing, who actually have stories but are not willing to share. They're scared. They're kind of scared to share, but actually you can share your story anonymously. It's your choice. It's your story. It's your choice, man. There are no rules over here. It's your story. It's your choice. So if you definitely want to be part of our series, What's Your Unspoken Story, I'm gonna leave the Google form link on the description of this episode. Click it, fill it. I'm gonna get back to you. Okay, so let's talk about being lazy and being ambitious at the same time. What's happening? Because how can you want so much but do so little about it sometimes? And I go through this every day, man. Because how can you see the vision so clearly but still procrastinate? I struggle with this. Like, I have big dreams. I have a lot of things that I have to do. I even have strategies in place. I have the plans. I know how I want that, but I just don't start. And I know I'm not the only one. And I think that's where the frustration comes in, because it's not like you don't care. You care deeply, deeply. You just don't always act like it. And that disconnect, that little disconnect, it messes with you. It really messes with you, because you end up feeling like you are wasting your own potential. You are sitting on your own potential. And I don't think we talk enough about what we call laziness. And I say laziness in quotes, because sometimes it's not laziness. Sometimes you are tired, mentally drained, overwhelmed, but everything you should be doing. Sometimes it's burnout, sometimes fear, and it's mostly fear. Sometimes it's not knowing where to start, so you end up doing nothing at all. Also that but it's easier to label yourself as lazy than to unpack all that. So lazy is just like something you say to hide behind the fear, to hide behind the procrastination, to hide behind the burnout, to hide behind how to start. Because the ambition is there, you know you're capable of more, you can literally see the life you want, you can literally envision it. I literally see the life I want every day, I even dream about it, and I feel so bad when I'm like, man, I'm not doing enough. What should I be doing? I'm not doing enough. I'm sitting on my potential. What's wrong with me? Because you know you're capable of more, you can literally see the life you want, you imagine it, you feel it, you even plan for it sometimes, and then you don't follow through, not because you don't want it, but because something keeps interrupting you, and that's the part no one really talks about. That's the part, because we all have dreams, like I said at the beginning of the episode, we all have dreams, and a dream without action isn't actually a dream. It's a wish, man. I hate to be the one to break it to you, but a dream without action isn't a dream. It's just a wish that you have in your head. So you actually have to pursue it. You actually have to start pursuing it. You actually have to start putting in the work. And that's where we all struggle. We all struggle because it becomes a cycle. It becomes this cycle where you get a burst of motivation. You start strong. I'm like, I'm about to lock in. Like, I know everyone goes through this, especially when the year begins. I'm like, it's January, new year, new me, man. This is my year. This is my year. I'm going to achieve all my dreams this year. You get a burst of motivation. You start so strong. Then you slow down, man. You miss it. You have ever seen that there's a meme? How when January, when the year begins, you're like, yes, I got this. This is my year. I'm going to conquer everything. The world is my oyster. Then you in February, you're already tired. And then you're like, okay, we try again next year. So you slow down, you miss days, you miss a day, you miss a day or two, and then a week, and then months. And then the guilt starts kicking in. You start comparing yourself to people who seem more disciplined, more consistent, more serious about their goals. And suddenly, it feels like you're falling behind in your own life. So you avoid it even more. And the cycle repeats. The cycle repeats. As I said, the dream keeps on becoming a wish. Instead of the wish becoming the dream, now the dream keeps on becoming a wish. Should I say it's not about laziness? I think it's mostly sometimes misalignment, because you're trying to force yourself into systems actually that don't fit you. You're relying on motivation instead of structure. Actually, this you're relying on motivation instead of structure. I was reading an article where someone said that we lack systems. When you're chasing your dreams and you feel like when you want to do something and you feel like things are not working out for you and you feel like you're so unmotivated, you keep on procrastinating. I feel like mostly the problem is always that you lack systems. So you rely on motivation. So we should stop relying on motivation and instead build systems. If you read the book by James Clear, the most famous book called Atomic Habits, which I encourage everyone to read that book. It talks about how setting your goals, how having small habits every day. It's called habit stacking. If you want to start a new habit, I actually have an episode on this podcast about habit stacking. I just expound it. It's an inspiration I got from reading James Clear's book, which is Atomic Habits. So when you want to adapt new habits, so you 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 add the new the habits you add the habits you want to adapt to your older habits. So you create a system. So it's like a system. You add it to a system that already works for you. So eventually it just aligns with what with your system already. So we should build systems instead of making goals. That's what the book actually said. Instead of making big goals, making big strategies, big dreams, just build systems that work for you so that you don't compare yourself and yourself to other people and their goals and how they're motivated and you're not motivated. So stop relying on your motivation. And this is something I struggle with a lot. So let me tell you guys a story. I've been working remotely, so I actually love remote jobs, honestly, because I love freelancing. I don't know, but I just love freelancing. I love the freedom that comes with it. I love the flexibility, because I'm also a creator. I'm also a creative. I'm a content creator. I'm a podcaster. I do a lot of side things. So I feel like employment really is, it doesn't align with my goals. So I have I prefer doing remote jobs because I work with my own time. I work whenever I want. It's more flexible. So because I can work during the night. Most creatives are actually really active at night, so I can edit my podcast episodes at night. Literally, I'm recording this at 3:35 a.m. Again, it's me and my weird recording hours against the world. So I'm a nocturnal, so I am really active at night. I record my episodes at night, edit them at night. My remote job, I do it at night because it's flexible. The things I need to write, I mostly do things. I can even cook at 1 a.m. I can even wake up at 1 a.m., start thorough cleaning. As a matter of fact, thorough cleaning my house, washing all the dishes, changing new bed sheets, cooking. It's crazy, but I know I'm not alone. I see a lot of people saying this. So that's my life. I'm a freelancer and I think that. So I got a job. I got a job and it's like employment. It's like, I need to go there. And it's like, it's typically a 9 to 5. And honestly, you want me to be honest with you guys? I don't want to go to that job. I do not, because I'm like, it's going to take me out of my comfort zone, out of my little freelancing life, out of my life, which is very flexible, where I get to do whatever I want at what time. Like, when the holidays, when you have like public holidays over here in Kenya, I don't relate, because I'm like, every day to me is like a holiday, because I don't have like this system where I don't know, I have to be at this place at this time. I have to do this at this specific time. I have these deliverables. Like, you know, I love freelancing. I don't know if you get it, because, you know, employment, definitely your boss needs you to do this. You're taking orders from someone else, and that is something that I don't like. I don't know. I think it's the Gen Z in me. Don't blame me. So I was telling my friend how I got this job, but I don't want to go to that job. And I'm like, I don't think it fits me well. But my friend was challenging me. She was telling me that, whoa, you got a job literally, and it's actually a good job. You got a job literally and you don't want to go? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I was telling her like, no, you know, I do a lot of things and I don't want a job getting between me and my dreams. And she was like, no, you don't know what that is going to lead you to. And who said you can't actually balance? It's actually your mind, actually. She told me it's actually your mind. And I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah, it's true. It's actually your mind. Who said you can't balance all those things? Actually, one great piece of advice someone told me is that this is something we were told in high school a lot, that with motivational speakers, that everyone has 24 hours in a day. Everyone in the world has 24 hours in a day. So what you do with your 24 hours, it's up to you. So don't sit complaining that, nah, I have a lot to juggle. I can't do them all. Bruh, everyone legit has 24 hours and we can sleep for 8 hours. So what are you doing for these other hours? Remove 8 hours of sleep, because that is very important. So you remove 8 hours of sleep, you remain with 16 clean hours, 16 good hours. What are you going to do with the rest of, with your 16 hours? Well, that's a lot of hours. You can lock in legit. Legit, if you lock in even 6 hours, you are good. If you lock in just 6 hours, just 6 hours every day, bro, you're gonna go so far. If you listen to my previous episode, I was talking about, what was I? I was saying how self-concept, the beauty of self-concept. Oh, that episode is a gem, bro. I honestly feel bad for those people who haven't listened to that episode, because that episode literally, it changed my perspective about how I view myself. Self-concept, once you master that, bruh, the world, there's nothing you can't achieve. Because now, in that episode, if you remember, I talked about how you just need to show up 1% daily as the future self that you want to be, as your future self. You just have to show up 1% daily as your future self, because we get these opportunities. But so you know how we pray for, we have dreams, and then we pray, oh God, please help me achieve these dreams, help me achieve these goals. And then you forget that for your dreams to come true, you have to actually put in the work. There's no room to be lazy and ambitious, bro. You have to actually put in the work. And that's now where the hardest part is. We all have dreams. We all have strategies. We all, and there's something actually I read. Oh, the speed between idea and execution is what separates successful people from unsuccessful people. And someone also said that ideas are everywhere, execution is rare. So be rare. Ideas are everywhere, but execution is rare. So be rare. Execute your ideas. Chase your dreams. Go after your dreams. It's so hard. Like now, legit, I'm telling you guys how I got a job and how this year I was praying how I wanted to be stable. I wanted to just have a stable job. If I could get a stable job, I wanted to have a stable job. And look at me here. I got this opportunity. And then I want to like legit talk myself out of it. I'm like, I'm looking for all the reasons to not go for this job. I'm not even lying to you guys. I'm looking for all the reasons, because I'm like, now I have to wake up every day, go somewhere. Like, nah. Yeah, so I've been trying to just talk myself out of it. But then I thought about it and said, okay, so what if you miss this opportunity and then it hangs over your head? It haunts you for the rest of your life. Maybe you don't know what is going to happen. Like, life is not actually coincidental. That's what I'm learning. Life unfolds in phases. One thing leads to another. One thing leads to another. And that's the path actually that's the path you have to go through to achieving your dreams. One opportunity after one opportunity opens doors for other opportunities. Because, so I was even thinking to myself, okay, what if I don't go? And then it haunts me forever. Will I survive that? Will I survive the guilt? Because you can survive not getting what you want, but can you live with knowing you never even tried? Can you? So I was asking myself that question. Can I live with the guilt? And I feel like most of this comes from the pressure to always be productive. And this is mostly brought by hustle culture, where you even feel guilty when you don't do something. Pressure to always be productive. And I always put that pressure on myself. And I know a lot of people put that pressure on themselves. Instead of starting small, let's normalize the power of starting small. Never underestimate the power of starting small. That's why I insist, show up at least 1% daily for as your future self. Do at least something each day that your future self will do. That thing that you dream, that ambitious self of yours, do at least one thing that your future self will do. That is you taking one step closer to your dreams. That just what it, and it can change a lot of things. Just doing one thing, it really changes a lot of things. Because at the end of the day, if nothing changes, nothing changes, man. You have to get out of your comfort zone. That's what I was doing, telling myself. So I have this little world that I live in, where I'm a freelancer, I'm also a content creator and a podcaster. But bruh, nothing is changing. The things, the goals I want, that's not my future self. So I have to, if it means I have to get out of my comfort zone and go and do this job for me to build a system, build a routine, and at least show up. Because I feel like also that will, showing up to this job daily as a 9-to-5, it will kind of give me motivation, the motivation that I need, the discipline. I'm heavy on discipline, man. It will give me the discipline that I need, because truth be told, man, freelancing, there's no discipline. Working on your own, it's like, there is, if you put your mind to it, it's actually a mindset thing. But if you don't, you're gonna just be working when you feel motivated, which we have said that it doesn't work. So we need to stop relying on motivation. You have to build systems that work for you. So I'm like, okay, let me try this. At least let me say I tried. So let me try this. Let me be disciplined. Let me motivate myself. Let me build this system. Let me just lock in, man. Let me just lock in. And this is your sign if you're listening to this. It's time for us to lock in. It's time for us to legit lock in, because you don't need to be ready you don't need to be ready. You just need to begin. You just need to begin, because we don't procrastinate. We don't normally procrastinate out of laziness, but self-preservation, because trying might confirm our worst fear that we are not enough. So we dream, we plan, we imagine, basically do anything but act. Not because we don't care, but because we care too much, and reality might break that version of ourselves we built in fantasy. Inaction kind of feels safe. Unrealized potential remains pure, unthreatened by effort and spoiled by rejection. Procrastination is armor, legit. But safety stagnates. Over time, inaction stops feeling like protection and starts feeling like betrayal. You kill the dream slowly by slowly. Every day you don't try, until the regret of not knowing outweighs the fear of finding out. So effort is what shapes what you can handle, what you can handle. Effort is what shapes if you can handle the dream you actually have, because we have big dreams, but are you really putting in the effort? Are you really putting in the effort? Are you? Ask yourself. Because if you've ever felt like this, like you have something in you that never got its chance, please don't ignore it. Don't be the person who only dreams. Don't be the person who only dreams. Be the one who at least tried. It doesn't have to become your career, but it deserves to be explored, because if it matters to you, it matters, and that's enough. Dance Market.